Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
So good to be with you. Thanks for joining me. Father had to step out for a quick moment, and always good to pitch and talk with him. Thank you for tuning in. I told you today I want to talk a little bit about the afterlife. I want to talk to you a little bit about heaven. I was in chapel a little bit earlier today, and I was just thinking about eternity. Monsignor Charles Pope will be with me next week. He wrote an article on hell, and in this article on hell, I was a little, gotta be honest with you, I was a little bit freaked out because it was kind of haunting what some of the saints said about those who make it to heaven and those who make it to hell. I'm not going to dive into all that right now. I'd rather maybe focus on the afterlife and on heaven. And, of course, look, you can join me anytime you want here, too. If you want to dial in and share how relevant has impacted your life, I'd love to hear from you as well. Our number, 888-914-9149. But I want to remind you, too, if you're just getting out of work or picking up the kids or running an errand or turning Relevant Radio on, I'm in the very last hour of the broadcast today. I have about 55 minutes left. I've got a dollar-for-dollar match. I didn't have one yesterday, and I just want to make you aware. Tomorrow's the final day. We're not to our goal yet, and we've had a great day. We had a great first hour, wonderful last hour. I'm going to invite you. I know yesterday we killed it, didn't we? You and I, man, there was so much giving in that hour, but we're not where we need to be, so I could really use some support. If you haven't given yet or you might have missed yesterday, or you said, you know what, it's been 4 days, I'm going to get on board, please give us a call. Okay, the number here is 877-291-0123. I have lines open. I would love to see your call. When you call, leave your intention here as well. It's so important that we support the work of Relevant Radio and that we continue to make sure that the message of Jesus Christ is heard loud and clear. And that's really what this is about. Because, you know, when we die, we're going to stand as a naked soul before God. We're going to have to account for everything. I read a stat that even atheists, your father was talking about this deathbed conversion he had, even atheists have near-death episodes. About 10% of people who have a close brush with death, with dying, who actually survive, you know, they have maybe a clinical death return, they have very similar accounts of what happens on the other side. 76% who have died, who glimpsed the other side, they describe these beautiful pastoral landscapes. 38% encountered a deceased friend or loved one. I hear people call all the time saying, one man broke my heart. His name was it Marvin? I think it was Marvin, wasn't it, Maggie? He called in. He was married, I think, 50-some years, and his wife died. And she'd only been passed away for a couple days, and the man's heart was broken. And he said, Drew, please, I just need to know that one day I'll see her again. He was heartbroken. This was the love of his life. They spent 70 years together. You know, it was just crazy. And I let him know, yeah, you're definitely going to see your wife again. You're going to see your spouse. You're going to see your children. You're going to see your parents. 76% not only describe this boundless landscape, like there's no boundary to it, but they're often met by their deceased loved ones. And the dead tend to, I don't know. They seem to be in the prime of their life. Even if they die in an accident or they die at a ripe old age, those who return, those when they encounter them on the other side, I should say, they see this. They see the beauty of their loved ones. They see them. They tend to be around the same age, you know, around 33 in their late 20s, early 30s. And there's a guy named Dr. Kenneth Ring from Connecticut, and he studied a lot of these near-death experiences. And they say that those who die in return, they realize that their life has a mission. And I'll tell you what they encountered, okay? There's commonality in all this. But before I do, I'll share with you a story. There was a priest. His name was Father Stephen Shire. And I remember interviewing him one time. It was before I got into radio. I was doing television. And he was a Catholic priest who was, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way, but he wasn't a good priest. And that's not me saying it. That's Jesus Christ. This was a priest who lived for himself and not really for his ministry or his vocation. And I want you to know, God has given a mission to all of us. You've been given a mission in life. You've been given a great mission in life. And you are going to have to account for every second that God has given to you. Father Stephen one night was driving down a road. I think he was in Kansas City or Oklahoma, somewhere in the Midwest. He's cruising down on this long, long highway, right, in the middle of the night. And a tractor trailer, I don't know what happened, whether he fell asleep or he went into the other lane. All I know is that he was on a head-on collision with this tractor trailer. And he gets thrown from his vehicle. He breaks his neck. He's laying on the side of the street, and life is draining from his body. Paramedics finally get there. They get him in the ambulance. They try to resuscitate him. But he dies. Dies on the way to the hospital. And suddenly he says, I knew I died, but I found myself in this weird spiritual void. He says, Drew, I couldn't explain it. It was like I was sitting on a rock, he says, and I didn't want to move too far to the right, the left, front, or back. He says, because I was afraid I would plummet from this place and that would be it. And he suddenly heard a voice. And he heard the voice of a man. And it was the voice of Jesus. And he was given this life review. And he saw his entire life before him. He saw every action that he's ever done. He saw the good. He saw the bad. You know, and the voice said to him when this review was over, and he says he relived it. I'll share another story with you, too, of a man I interviewed who had a really cool near-death experience. But he ended up having this experience, and when the experience was over, Father Shire, he knew that he was not worthy of heaven. And this voice, this male voice, he never saw him. He just knew it was Jesus. He never got to see the face of Jesus. But the voice said to him, Stephen, you've been a priest for 30 years, and you've been a priest for yourself and not for me. He says, by your actions, you are condemned to hell. And Father Shire said, Drew, when you're before divine truth, there are no excuses. There's no rationalizing. There are no excuses you can make. There's no lies. There's no justifications. He says, I knew I didn't belong in heaven. I knew where I belonged was hell. That was a decision. I knew that's where I belonged. That's where I had to go. Even though Jesus said you are condemned to hell. He says he just knew it. There was no argument. Then all of a sudden he hears a woman's voice. And it was soft. And it was beautiful. And it was gentle. And it was kind. And the voice said to the male voice, she said, but son, if we give him special graces, if we give him a second chance, maybe he can bear fruit. And there was what seemed like an unending silence, an eternity to him. His eternal fate depended on the next words. And the priest, the voice said to the woman, mother, he is yours. And with that, Father Shire is now being resuscitated. They had a surgery for him. He's in the hospital. They said he was going to be paralyzed the rest of his life, and he would never, ever walk. Father Shire, to the amazement of the doctors, made this radical healing. He had a radical conversion of heart, of course, and of spirit. But he also ended up coming out of that hospital. He traveled the world, the country, really, to tell everyone of that testimony, that life has consequences, that there is judgment, that there is an eternity. You know, there are these life reviews. I've got to take a break. When I come back, I'll share another story of a man who had something very similar. But I'll also share with you what some seers who have had these mystical experiences claim heaven is like. We know what St. Paul tells us, right? I'll tell you what some of these seers who've been taken to heaven, some of the great saints who've been taken to heaven, have glimpsed it. St. Faustina saw it. She was taken there. What they had to say. But before I do that, could you help me today? I mean, I'm in the final hour of the show. I'm in the final 48 minutes. If you enjoy my broadcast, if you enjoy Relevant Radio, and if you know that these truths are real and the people need to hear about the consequence of sin, that they need to hear about eternity, then will you help? Could you make a pledge today? We're in the final hour today of my show, and tomorrow is it, and we have a long way to go. We need your help. So I really very graciously, very humbly ask you to give whatever you can. There'll be a dollar-for-dollar match if you give right now. Okay, you can go online. You can do it at relevantradio.com or your mobile app. But if you can give right now, I'll tell you, it would help. 877-291-0123. That's the number to call, okay? 877-291-0123. And your donation is going to help us be here, hopefully help others not make the mistake of rejecting God and living in a world of sin, but will help put them on a path to our merciful Savior. I'll be right back.
Your Life Connected.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hard to believe this time tomorrow we're going to be counting down the last 45 minutes of our pledge drive for 2021. We're down to a day and 45 minutes of pledge drive for the whole year, and that's it. So this will be one of the few times that you'll hear us ask again. If you haven't made your pledge, we certainly hope that you'll step up and join the family right now at 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani. And first of all, thank you. We appreciate all the time you spend with us during the week. We know you have many choices of things that you can listen to, but whether you start your day with John and Glenn or end your day with Kale and Timmery, we are so grateful for every minute you spend with us. But here's the truth. Only a small minority of our listeners actually make the leap from being a passive listener to an active participant in our mission to bring Christ to the world through the media. So I'm making an invitation to you to make that leap right now. And if you do, our partners are going to match your donation 100%. If you make a $100 one-time pledge right now, that instantly becomes $200. Here's how you can do it. Pick up the phone, call 877-291-0123, or log on to relevantradio.com and become a member of that. What do we call it, Drew? The Joyful Elite?
I love that.
Yeah, the Joyful Elite, because it really is. It's a small percentage of our total listenership that actually gives. We had a big hour last hour, Drew. We crossed $2.2 million. So this hour, our goal is 2.3. We're on our way to 2.3.
It would be just so great if everyone listening would give something. You know, it doesn't have to be large. If you can give in a big way, that certainly moves a needle. We certainly need that. But if you've never given, if you find this to be a very unique apostolate, and one that you're glad you found, then give something, just something. Okay, it'll be matched dollar for dollar for the next 44 minutes. This is the last pledge drive of the entire year, and we're listener supported. We are. That's how we stay on the air. We trust in God's providence. You heard Father talking about it. He says, when you give, when you sacrifice, it's good for you personally. It's good for your soul. The Lord finds pleasure in it. But you also are helping others. So here's how you do it. 877-291-0123. There's room for you to get in right now. We're online at relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. And Mike, that dollar-for-dollar match we didn't have yesterday, I know we have today, and I hope everybody will take advantage of it.
Yeah, and the clock is ticking. 43 minutes left to go. You said give something. Well, here's something. Mary, listening on 9:30 a.m. in Chicago in honor of her 15 children and grandchildren, just made a donation of $5,475. Thank you, Mary. That's going to help us this hour big time, and we'll match every one of those dollars. What can you give? Make that pledge right now, 877-291-0123, or log on at relevantradio.com and join the family.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, more than a feeling when you give, you know? You're not only going to feel good, but you're going to do good. And, you know, God is so pleased with that. When I reflect on the afterlife, and today I spent some time with the Lord in adoration, I was just thinking about eternity. You know, when the veil that separates us, you know, from the temporal to the eternal, when that is finally broken, when we cross over that threshold into eternity, we're going to see things very differently. You know, you're going to wish that we did more. You're going to wish you did more. You're going to think, my gosh, why did I squander the time and the mission that God gave me? Why did I do that? You know, those who have had these near-death experiences, there was a couple of physicians I've had on the air who studied this phenomenon. He says those who have these near-death experiences, like Father Shire and Jerry Baldwin and a lot of these other people I've talked to, they say there's a reason for everything that happens in your life. All the problems you're dealing with right now, you know, the difficulties, the blessings, the opportunities, there's a reason for those things. They say when they stand before God, they have this life review. Quite often when you have this life review, it's not just like a screen. It's like you relive the encounter. When you have your life review, you relive every second almost in an instant. It's weird. There's no time in the afterlife, right? God is outside of time. Yet you relive everything. You know, you hear the sounds of your childhood. You smell the smells of your house, you know. You relive the good, the bad, and how also the ripple effect of what you've done, how you've made others feel. They say those who have these near-death experiences, they find their purpose in life. They realize that, this is what the Lord had intended for me. So don't be a slave to time. They say, don't be a slave to it. Time is passing. Appreciate things for what they are, not for what they can give you, but appreciate where you are right now. Don't allow yourself to be dominated by thoughts or expectations of others. Don't be concerned about what others think of you. You are not just your body, right? You are your soul as well. Fear not, even pain, right? Don't fear it. It'll be gone one day. Be open to life. Live it to the fullest. And money, here's the other thing they found. Money and material things are not particularly important in the big scheme of things. I know many of you right now, you're probably saying, I got to save for my retirement. I got to have somebody take care of me. I got to make sure I've got X amount of dollars. Money and material things, this is the big eye-opener for a lot of people who've had these near-death experiences. They don't matter. They are not particularly important in the big scheme of things. Why? Because God's an intimate part of your life right now. God will never abandon you. He takes care of the sparrows of the air, right? The lilies of the field. How much more does he love you? How much more will he take care of you? Put your trust in him. Don't put your trust in the dollar. Don't put your trust in your 401k or your bank account. Put your trust in God. That's one of the eye-opening revelations of the afterlife. And I invite you right now, put your trust in God. Do this today. Make that call. Call 877-291-0123 and make a pledge. Say, Lord, here, this is for the times I squandered my mission. Here's the times for I worshiped at the altar of the dollar. Here's where I put money and job before you. Make that call. Do it now. Believe me, when you have your life review, you're going to see this act of charity, and it will weigh heavily for you. Call 877-291-0123 while you can. We've got a dollar-for-dollar match, and you're going to be giving to an apostolate that is bringing Jesus Christ to others. It's a noble cause. It's a holy work, and you're going to be part of it. And when you stand before God as a naked soul, you'll see the ripple effect of that gift. You're going to see. You may not see it on this side of the veil, but you will see. You will see the ripple effect of how this ministry affected other lives because you said yes right now. 877-291-0123. Make that call. The other thing they found, too, which I found really fascinating, was it's not about the money that we have. I know we place a lot of emphasis on that, but in helping others, that's what counts in life. Did you stop on the side of the road and help that person change their tire? Did you give the person who was struggling some need? Did you invite somebody over for dinner? Did you visit somebody in the hospital? Did you visit the sick or the imprisoned? Did you help others in life? And I'm just throwing those examples out. That's up to you to determine. But in the life review, what we did for others is what weighed very heavily. And they said when children had the experience of near-death, of the afterlife, these medical doctors say the main lesson they learned with when they return was that they have a mission in life. And it's not just your job. Your job is important. Whether you sell insurance or you scrub floors or you serve lunches or you broadcast or you do brain surgery, it doesn't matter, right? Does not matter. Everyone has a mission, and they're all equal in the eyes of God. Doesn't matter how many initials you have at the end of your name. Doesn't matter how much money you earn in it. You bring God, and you bring love to that circumstance. These kids, when they came back, they learned that love and knowledge were the most important things that they could encounter. Now, St. Faustina, she encountered the afterlife. And I'll give you a glimpse of heaven. I want to talk a little bit about that. I could talk so much more about what happens in your life review, what happens when you draw your final breath, what happens to the soul, how you can see things, how you can know things at differences, at distances, hear things. I mean, it's just a phenomenal area to study. But look, we take our eyes off of God, and I think too often that's when we lose our way, right? We all do it. I'm the same way. We get distracted by the trials of life, by the difficulties, by the concerns. Put your eyes on God today. I really feel the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Put your eyes on God. Trust Him in this difficult moment you're going through. Whether it's that doctor's report or the legal report, whether it's your boss or the news you just heard about your spouse, whether it's those finances and those bill collectors, keep your eyes on God. He will not fail you. This is all fleeting. It all passes away. Trust me, it all disappears. God will provide for you. He will take care of you. Relevant Radio is in that walk, and that's why we're inviting you to join us. We're asking you to dial in at 877-291-0123 and to make a pledge to help us help others. You know, you're, like I said, you'll see the fruit of what you're about to give. You know, St. Faustina, like so many of others, have glimpsed the afterlife. Faustina had this one vision one time where she saw two roads. Now, one road was really beautiful. It was broad, and it was covered with sand and flowers, and there was joy and music and all sorts of pleasures. It was wonderful, right? People walked along, and they were dancing. They were enjoying themselves. And they reached the end of this road, and without even realizing it, at the end of the road was a horrible precipice, and it led to the abyss of hell. And souls, she said, fell blindly into it. As they walked, so they fell. And here's what scares me a little bit. She says their number was so great that it was impossible to count. Here's the recipient of God's mercy, a woman who preached, who wrote about God's mercy. She was the secretary of His mercy. On the other road, she saw a path that was narrow, was strewn with thorns and rocks, and people who walked on it had tears in their eyes. They were suffering. All the suffering befell them. Some fell down on the rocks, but they got up again, and they immediately went on. At the end of the road, there was a magnificent garden filled with all sorts of happiness, and all the souls that entered there, at the very first instance, forgot all their sufferings. One day, you will traverse one of those paths, and the one you take is ultimately determined by how much you love God. This life is just a journey, and it's filled with trials. There are obstacles that will oppose your salvation. How you conduct yourself, how you trust, how much charity and love you show, how much forgiveness you offer, that weighs eternally in your destination. It'll determine your eternal destination. We need you now. Help us save souls, all right? Help us preach the message of mercy. Help us lead souls to Christ, giving them perspective on suffering. Get on board right now. If you believe Relevant Radio is an important ministry, it's changing lives, then call 877-291-291. 0123.
Well, you wanted to give to the pledge drive on Monday, but then you were running late for that meeting. Tuesday morning you were going to give, but then you wanted to finish your breakfast and you forgot. Yesterday you were so busy you never even turned on the radio. What's your excuse now? Hey, it's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani inviting you to call now. You know you've wanted to do it all week. Now is the time to do it, to join the family at 877-291-0123. Because when you do, our partners are going to be happy. We have the partnership challenge underway in the next 33 minutes. That means your dollar a day pledge becomes $2 a day, or your one-time $50 gift becomes $100. Time is of the essence, though. We are running out of time. We have 33 minutes this hour, and only one day after that, our pledge drive efforts will conclude for the entire year. So let's hear from you. No more excuses. Let's hear from you right now, and you can join the thousands who have stepped up to say, yes, I want to support your mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media. Drew?
877-291-0123 is the way to get in. We're now down just to 32 minutes left in this hour. Boy, I could really, really use a strong outpouring of support right now. Mike, we can do it. We can move the needle. We can get to our goal, but we need you right now. Prayerfully consider what you can do. And if you can't give, believe me, I don't want to make you feel like you have to. Just say a prayer for the person that can. But if there's something you can do in this moment, know that it's going to be matched 100%. It's going to be doubled. It doesn't get better than that, thanks to our partnership challenge. And this is, we only have it for a short time. I didn't have a match yesterday. We have it right now. And I'll say it again, we're listener supported. We count on your generosity to stay on the air, to bring Christ to others. Will you partner with us? Will you sacrifice as Father Rocky has asked? Will you make a difference in the life of someone else? Will you make a difference in your own eternity? Call now, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, or you can use your mobile app. It's a great way to give. It's super simple. You also get an MP3 if you do it digitally. So prayerfully consider, but please help. 877-291-0123.
Hey, Drew, how about a big gift? You ready? It's been a while.
Love
it's been
it.
A few
love
minutes.
It, love it, love it.
Are you ready? Here we go. Thomas in Green Bay just made a pledge of $10,000.
Wow.
Thank you,
brother.
Thomas.
That's 20 grand.
Absolutely. Listening on 10:50 a.m., asking for prayers for his family members,
thanks,
especially
Thomas.
His son. You can trust us. We're praying for you and your family.
Amen.
And your son. Thank you, Thomas. What's your prayer intention?
Wow.
Give us a call, 877-291-0123. Let's jam those phone lines with just 31 minutes to go. Every pledge is being matched. Even that $10,000 is now $20,000. Give at any size. Any dollar matters. 877-291-0123. 123 relevantradio.com. Join the family.
Solidarity HealthShare supports Relevant Radio.
Pope John Paul II wrote, "Solidarity is not a feeling of vague compassion or shallow distress at the misfortunes of so many people. On the contrary, it is a firm and persevering determination to commit oneself to the common good." Solidarity HealthShare stands behind that commitment and perseverance for common good, for our Catholic community, our members, and for our country. During these unfamiliar times and always, join us in solidarity. CatholicHealthShare.com.
Underwriting by.
Are you looking for peace? Longing for joy? Want to meet the giver of all goodness? God is calling the laity to bring Ignatian prayer into the suffering world. Work for the new evangelization. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com. Order your free digital training and manual. Find true happiness and everlasting joy. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com
and click on the red button today.
It's free. Approved by the USCCB.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Well, I just want to say thank you. I'm looking at the phones. Thank you for saying yes. Thanks for making a difference. You know, it feels good to give. You're going to be blessed for your generosity. If you're just joining me, I only have 26 minutes left with you today. That's it. We're at the end of this Relevant Radio Pledge Drive for the day. Tomorrow is it. And I'll tell you, I could use maybe 100 heroes right now. If you want to partner with me, you want to get on board, be part of Team Drew, I'd love to have it. I'd love to have you here and just say, hey, Drew, we appreciate what you do on the air every day, and thanks for bringing the Lord to us. Thank you for giving us a moral perspective on the issues of the day. I need your prayers. I don't want to take any credit for what I do. I really have got to credit God's gifts and the blessings that he has given to me, and I'm just humbled to be in this role. You know, when I got into talk radio, I knew nothing. I was such a rookie. Oh, my God, I was horrible. I was not that good. Yeah, but the Lord has a mission in life for us. You know, I had really thought that I'd be anchoring TV news somewhere. And I never had any desire to do talk radio. And here I sit with you today. I laugh at the Lord. I laugh at the way he's got a plan and it's not always ours. So if you're wondering what you're doing, where the Lord's leading you, believe me, you've got a mission in life. And when you stand before God, you'll understand that. You will. You'll get to see. Life is like sometimes you have multiple missions. Maybe you're meant to be a mother. You know, maybe you are, you know, meant to teach. Maybe you're meant to do whatever. I mean, my first couple decades of my life and the formation that I have profoundly impacted what I'm doing here. And you know what? We live not for the day. We live for eternity. And I hope you have that focus. You know, when it comes to heaven, I was sharing a little bit about what St. Faustina says and the fact that those who've had near-death experiences not only meet those who've gone before us, our loved ones, our parents, our friends, those who've lived, you know, holy lives, they've often encountered them. But at the same time, they understand their mission in life. I remember the Virgin Mary was appearing at an apparition site, and there were a couple seers. And this has happened a lot. St. Faustina saw heaven, St. John Bosco. I mean, a lot of the different saints have had these experiences, the seers in Africa, a lot of different places. There was an account once with two seers. This was back in the 80s. And they had had these visions of the Mother of God. And one day, the Blessed Mother, and it's hard to believe, took them to heaven. Yet it shouldn't be that hard to believe, right? St. Faustina had this encounter. A lot of people have glimpsed, you know, the other side. Faustina's had Trinitarian experiences. What ended up happening? They were in a room. They lived in this very poor little house, right? It was a two-room place, right? And the one person was in the front room getting dinner ready, and these two kids were in the back room. And they just vanished. They vanished from the room. And it was impossible for them to exit without somebody seeing them. And the person that was in the house searched 20 minutes for him. This happened around 3:20 in the afternoon. And then they heard their voices again. Okay, it came about 20 minutes later. They showed back up in that very same room. There was no explanation for what happened. So they asked the seers, what happened? And the one seer said that the Virgin appeared, right, and asked if they wanted to see heaven. Of course, they said yes. She took them by the hand, and next thing you know, this roof opened. And they went through what they described like a door or a tunnel. It was again, this immense light. And in a second, in a heartbeat, there they were in paradise. And they were able to see, they describe, a light that does not exist here on earth. See, there's realities in the next life that we can't even comprehend. There's colors on a spectrum that we have no access to, right? They described it, and I'm using their words, not mine here. They said we were in paradise. We were able to see endless saints in a kind of light that doesn't exist here on earth. She said, we were able to see people. They were all the same. Nobody was sick. Nobody was fat. Nobody was thin. Nobody, you know, was old. They all were young. They all were like late 20s, early 30s. And they said they all wore an attire. It was green or yellow or rosy. It was like a long gown almost. And people were just filled with this joy. They were praying. They were singing. They were glorifying God. They were content. They had a fullness. They needed nothing. And one of the children who saw this said, you know, this was, she described heaven as a limitless space, you know, and people communicated not like we do on earth. She said they knew people from the inside out. You know, it was just a different reality, right? And she said the colors, you know, they described them, the green, the rosy, they weren't colors of this earth. She says it's so hard to describe, you know, words fail them, right? It makes me think, and I know that this is something that resonated with them, the words of St. Paul, right? If St. Paul writes in Scripture that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, the beauty that awaits us, right? The beauty that awaits us, there's an indescribable joy. The seer said, your heart stands still, right? And somebody asked him in an interview afterwards, they said, hey, is it hard to live on earth after that experience? And the one seer, the young boy, said, absolutely. I mean, it's an understatement. It is an understatement. These kids also said that they saw, just for a few seconds, like a movie, like this screen that's reliving. It's pretty amazing. But what their takeaway was, and I'll just pass this on to you quickly here. The one seer said, in preparing for the hereafter, accept everything that comes your way in this life. Accept everything. Because today in this life, you're here. Tomorrow you may not be. And every second has got to be for God. You know, she says each one of us has a cross to carry. And believe me, some crosses are harder and heavier. Some are lighter. She says if you don't have a cross today, you're going to get it tomorrow. Be sure of that. Because that's what this life is like. You just have to pray to God. You got to love, and you have to carry your cross. That's how you attain heaven. That's how you attain heaven. You can have all the material things in the world, but if you don't have Jesus, you have nothing. So, yeah, I know you're working hard to fill that bank account, work on that 401k, get those rental properties, that second house, that new car, the boat, whatever it is. You can have everything the world could offer you. What good is it if you don't have Jesus Christ? You know why? Because you're going to always want more. That boat, that car, that house, it's never going to satisfy you. But if you have the Lord, if you have Jesus, you're going to be happy with whatever you have. Some of the happiest people in life I've seen have nothing. There's one man, I used to live in southeastern Pennsylvania. There was a guy I'd go to church with in the morning. And he was a very humble guy, very simple life. He didn't have much money. This man was so in love with God, it was ridiculous. I mean, he loved the Lord. Everything was about the Lord. I mean, he just, there was a joy that came from this man. And I thought, man, I am looking right now at a living saint. You know, the seer said this, and this is one final note on this. She says, you have to be ready because every single moment is a gift from God. And one day you will come face to face with him. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor right now, if you could. I only have 19 minutes left today with you. I'm going to ask you to help, okay? So many souls today go blindly to their perdition. You know, the Fatima seer saw the flames of hell and so many souls being consumed in it. We had the seers, the St. Faustina, seeing there were so many souls that it was too many to count. I think about your son or your daughter or your spouse or your sibling. Think about those people in our lives that are away from the faith who are living immoral lives right now. Relevant Radio is such a gift to this country. It's such a gift to the world. It's such a gift to the church. You and I are called to support it. It's not how much money you have in your bank account. It's what you do today. And I'm going to invite you to do something bigger than yourself right now. I'm going to invite you to do something for souls because your gift right now might save souls from the fires of hell. I invite you right now to call 877-291-0123. I have 18 minutes left. That's all the time I have in this day. And I could really, really use you. We've got a dollar-for-dollar match today. I didn't have it yesterday. And we're getting to the end of the pledge drive. We're listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio. And this is what keeps us on the air. This is what allows us to cast that net out wide, to draw souls back to Jesus Christ, to preach the truths that they need to hear. Because you know what? The world's got a pretty loud voice. And that son of yours, that daughter of yours, that sibling or spouse, they might have bought that culture lie, and they might be drifting away from God. They may be living a life that might cost them their eternity. But because Relevant Radio is on the air, because we are speaking truth, because the Holy Spirit is always at work, souls are coming back to God. They're coming to know and experience Him in a new way. Life, not only are being saved in the womb, but they're being saved for all eternity because Relevant Radio is here. So I really invite you to do this. You're going to be blessed. You can't outgive God. I know the Lord, if he's talking to you right now, if you feel something in your heart, in your soul, don't say no. Say yes right now. Pick up the phone, call 877-291-0123. Or if you want, you got your tablet or your smartphone, just go to relevantradio.com, use the mobile app, and make a gift. If you do it in the next 17 minutes, you'll be matched 100%. So if you give 20, it becomes 40. If you give 1,000, it becomes 2,000. Whatever you can give makes a huge difference. And I'm only asking, I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for so many of those different souls. You and I will stand before God. I'm going to have to account for every second I've been given and how generous I am and how much I've held back from God. So are you. This is your opportunity now to really make a difference. So come on, join me. 877-291-0123. Simply go online, relevantradio.com, and make that pledge. Look, I know you're going to feel good about it. I know you're going to be blessed. And I really do believe the Lord is speaking today in a special way. I do. I really think this is such an important message. We need to get our eyes off the world and back on Christ and back on our true home, eternity. I pray to God I make it there, you know, and I could use your prayers. I'll be right back.
The hope lives here. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Sister Maria of the Trinity, a sister who left France to create special homes for the elderly poor in the U.S. by founding the Gospel of Life Disciples and Dwellings, which helps elderly people in their late stages of life. Sister Maria is a registered nurse. Raquel, welcome to Morning Air. You're on with Sister Maria of the Trinity.
I am so inspired. I have been, like you, ignoring this call. I took the medical route and I became a doctor. And something like this would be a miracle here in Miami, Florida.
Well, I'll give you my phone number and maybe we can talk after the show. So I'd be happy to speak with you and encourage you in that direction.
Perhaps a little miracle is happening right here on the air.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Time to join the family at 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. So far, 300 more people this hour have stood up. We have 15 minutes left. Can we get to 400? Can we get to 500 people this hour? Let's shoot for 500. We can do it right now. 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani. And Drew, it really is amazing the wide range of topics we cover in any given day on Relevant Radio. Like if just today, if you woke up early this morning, you would have heard Father Bob Paglieri talking about marriage and Thanksgiving on Morning Air. Or last hour, Father Rocky shared that really amazing story of that man's conversion in the hospital that Father experienced. And then coming up next hour, Cale is going to tackle a tough subject. What do you do if you get a bad confessor? Well, he's going to tackle that coming up next hour. But we do. We cover so many different topics that you will never hear on another radio station in the United States, because we cover the truth of the church, and that covers a wide spectrum of topics. So we're asking you to support that now at 877-291-0123 or at relevantradio.com.
Yeah, and thank you for your support. We cannot do this without you. We are listener supported. We're in this together. And I know the employees here, we support this apostolate. I know you support it, and we all benefit from it. I sit behind this mic, and I get to talk to some of the brightest minds in the country. I learn every day here. I also get to pray with you. And that's intimate. I think when you pray together and you bare your soul, there's something really, I don't know, something very intimate about that. And I'm so grateful to do that. Relevant Radio loves you. We care about you. We want to pray for you. When you call us, and I invite you to do that, I have 13 minutes left here, leave us your prayer intention, because we do want to pray for you. We'll do that during Mass, during the chaplet, during the rosary. And those intentions, your name will be anonymous. We'll take it off, but we'll be praying for those intentions before the Blessed Sacrament. So if you're praying for someone or you need something, let us do that for you. It's our way of saying thank you for being part of our family. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
Well, you know, I say this all the time, Drew, and I really believe it. Giving begets giving. Big giving begets big giving. We had a $5,000 pledge. We had a $10,000 pledge. Well, just coming in now from Green Bay, Paul in Green Bay has just made an $8,000 gift.
Oh, my God.
Because he believes in the value of broadcasting the good news of the Catholic faith. Woo! Thank you, Paul.
Bravo, Paul. That's heroic. That gets doubled. That gets matched dollar for dollar. The next 12 minutes now, Mike. Boy, time is going quick.
Yeah, and he says, and this is a great reminder, he says he knows most people cannot give at that level. He says everyone listening
thanks,
can
Paul.
Do something. So make that $50, that $100 pledge, but do it now. 877-291-0123. 13 minutes to go.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
That's a good tune, too. All right, I got 12 minutes left. I can't spend it jamming with you. I wish I could. I'd love to hang out with you. I'd love to listen to some good music, have a cold beer, have something good to eat. It'd be fun, wouldn't it? I'd love to do that one day. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll have some sort of event in cities around the country where we can just hang out and spend some time together and pray together. That'd be fun. It'd be awesome. It'd be good to put a face with a voice. Hey, I do like hanging out with you. In fact, I love hanging out with you. This is the highlight of my day. I cannot tell you that. I feel almost, I feel super blessed that I have the ability to spend my afternoons with you like this. It's just, it's a divine privilege. It really is. And it's something I never wanted to do. I never wanted to do radio. I thought it was old school, man. Never wanted to do talk radio. My grandmother was a big talk radio person. I remember her laying in her bed listening to her radio. I'm thinking, that's crazy. And I listen to these people yelling and screaming at you. And then I saw the intimacy, the power, the beauty of this medium. And the good it can do when you bring Christ to others, when you speak truth in a world where there's a lot of untruth. And that's what Relevant's all about. Hey, I got 11 minutes left. Will you join me? Will you help me? Will you make that call right now? If you value what we do here, if you appreciate Relevant Radio, if you know we're making a difference, if you love Christ, man, what a great time to call. There's a line open right now at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. The donation, by the way, will get matched. Whatever you give, your 25 becomes 50, your 10 becomes 20, your 1,000 becomes 2,000. That 8,000 we receive becomes $16,000, moving the needle, getting us closer to our goal. So thank you for doing that. But we're now down to 10 minutes. See, that's how quickly time goes, isn't it? It goes by so quickly. Whatever you can do, please join me. 877-291-0123. Barry, who's a listener of Relevant Radio, listens to broadcasts all the time. He loves our bumpers. He says he loves Leonard Skinner. All right. Barry, thank you. Caught some of the jams from yesterday, too. Before I run out of time, I do want to talk to you about one final aspect of heaven. You know, I talked about these seers. I want to talk to you about St. Faustina Saul. She not only saw this road, right? But if you pass this test we call life, if you store up your treasure in heaven, right? You are going to enjoy a reality that is just impossible for words to describe. You will taste and you will see the joy that is your eternal home, that is heaven. You know, St. Faustina had this divine privilege of seeing what awaits her. I mean, the Lord showed her where she'd spend a day in purgatory if she so chose to, or she could suffer here on earth. He showed her the fires of hell, the multiple caverns of it, and I'll talk about that one day. But he also showed her heaven. It was November 27th, 1936, and Faustina writes in her diary, she says, "Today I was in heaven. I was in spirit, and I saw its inconceivable beauties and the happiness that waits us after death. I saw how all creatures give ceaseless praise and glory to God. I saw how great is happiness in God, which spreads to all creatures, making them happy. And then all the glory and praise which springs from this happiness returns to its source. And then they enter into the depths of God, contemplating the inner life of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, whom they will never be able to comprehend or fathom. This source of happiness," she says, "it's unchanging in its essence, but it's always new, gushing forth happiness for all the creatures." She says, "Now I understand what St. Paul said when he wrote, 'Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love him.'" She says, "God has given me to understand that there is but one thing of infinite value in his eyes, and that's love of God." Love. Once again, love. Nothing can compare with a single act of pure love of God. Do you love God? I know you do. I do. I'm always working on my sanctity. I want to love God more. It should be all of our prayer, right? Love him now, then for all eternity. You can show God how much you love him right now. You can get a taste of heaven, if you will. An act of charity, a sacrifice, a prayer for us. If you can't afford to give, then just pray, please. If you can give, like some of this heroic giving that we've just seen, or if you can give $10 or $20, $15, it all gets matched 100%, we could use you right now. Okay, I only have about 6.5 minutes to go, so you've got to call now if you want to get in and have your pledge count. 877-291-0123. Your gift, that financial sacrifice is really an act of love. It is that single act of pure love that Faustina writes about. She says, "What inconceivable favor God gifts a soul that loves him. Sincerely," she says, "oh, how happy is the soul who already here on earth enjoys his special favors. And such are those little and humble souls. The sight of his great majesty," she says, "which I came to understand more profoundly, which is worshipped by the heavenly spirits according to their degree of grace and the hierarchies in which they're divided," she says, "it did not cause my soul to be stricken with terror or fear. No, no, not at all. But my soul was filled with peace. It was filled with love. And the more I come to know the greatness of God, the more joyful I become that he is as he is." I love it. And she said, "Oh, I pity those people who do not believe in eternal life. How I pray for them that just a ray of mercy would envelop them too, and that God would clasp them in his fatherly bosom." That's a prayer for all of us, isn't it? We got to take a break. Thanks for your support. I could use you right now. Be right back.
Last time I joined you, Drew, I had mentioned that 300 people had stood up so far this hour. We have now crossed 400 people on our way to 500 people before this hour is through. But only 5 minutes left to go in the hour, so we need to hear from you now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. I'm Mike Kendall. We're asking you to join the family at the last pledge drive of 2021. In fact, Drew, we changed the clocks this weekend. And the days are going to start to get darker and the weather's going to start to get colder. But, you know, the irony always is for Catholics, That's not a sad time of year. It's an exciting time of year because we begin to prepare our hearts for joy. Advent is just around the corner, and we've got some really exciting things coming up on Relevant Radio in the weeks ahead, including some amazing new content for your family. So be joyful. Give happily now. Call 877-291-0123 or log on to relevantradio.com and join our mission. You're going to feel really good about it. We only need 70 more calls to hit the 500 mark.
Here. How many? 70? That's it?
60. Oh, 60. 60. Wow. 59. 58. All right, here we go.
Here's the challenge. T-minus 4 minutes. Come on, we can use you right now. 240 seconds, and that sand is draining through the hourglass. Come on, be part of this final push. Let's make this a huge hour.
52.
Let's
51.
Make it a huge day. 877-291-0123. What a wonderful day, Mike. What such heroic generosity. I'm always so awestruck during these pledge drives. I said to Maggie, I pledge drive. I hate to start it, but once I get into it, I just love it because it shows the value that people place in what we do. They appreciate what Relevant Radio is doing, and they're willing to sacrifice for it. We're down to now 3.5 minutes. It's not too late to get in. You can still make that call at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. Thank you for whatever you can do.
45. All right, 44. Wow. 44 more to go. 877-291-0123. Here's the thing. The phone lines are really jammed up right now, so give online. There's still time. Go to relevantradio.com, or if you have the Relevant Radio mobile app, you can click on that and make your donation there. One thing we don't do enough of is thank our partners. Our partnership challenge is underway, and they have put their own money on the table to incent you to call. So if you make that pledge now and make a $500 pledge, it instantly becomes $1,000. It really happens. So when you make that one-time $50 pledge, it becomes $100. You're doubling your money if you make that pledge right now. So do it. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. 39 more to go to get to that 500 mark for this hour. We're going to do it. And the reason we do is because we have learned from people. We had a survey we sent out to our listeners. 12,000 people responded. And of those 12,000 people, 12% of them said they've learned more about their Catholic faith. 14% say they started praying the rosary and started to learn about their Catholic faith. That's amazing. That's more than 1 out of 10 who's listening right now that will likely start praying the rosary for the very first time in their lives because they're listening. That's incredible, Drew.
Yeah, so that study, Mike, just so on that point, you're seeing the fruit of Relevant Radio. We're seeing people pray. We're seeing people return to the sacraments. We're seeing conversion.
Absolutely. And praying more. 63% say they pray more, learning more about their faith, and talking to others about their faith. Half of our listeners say they've been encouraged to talk more about their faith.
That's awesome.
We've given them encouragement, and they're proud about it now, and they're able to share and evangelize without being afraid of being rebuked. We're in this together, and you can join our mission to bring Christ to the world through the media by making that tax-deductible pledge right now before time runs out this hour, 877-291-0123. 23 more calls. 23 to go.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, phones look great, and thank you for making your pledge online as well. And thank you for your generosity. I want to say that before we do run out of time. Cale Clark is coming up, and as you heard Mike say, he's going to help you with that problem that you know, you might encounter if you had a confession you didn't think it was so great. What do you do? Stay tuned for that. And Tim Marie and, of course, Father Rocky will lead you in the rosary. Don't forget to sign up for the souls. Put your loved ones in there. I want to thank you before I sign off just for your heroic giving and for allowing us to be part of your afternoon. I'll be back tomorrow. Mike and I will sign off the pledge drive. We're just about 24 hours away from that. And hopefully we'll meet our goal. I'm sure we will. And I'm sure we'll be here for you in the months ahead. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, until we talk tomorrow, remember God loves you, and so do I. Have a great day, and again, thank you.